Each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses a health issue and then explains how we can deal with it naturally. And she's back with us this week, of course. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this week, I wanted to focus on arthritis support, naturopathic support for arthritis, and I'm going to divide it into 2 weeks. The first, this week, we're going to actually talk about the types of arthritic conditions that people can get. And then next week, we're actually going to talk about some naturopathic support for arthritis, some herbal support, and some different treatments that we can do for arthritis.
Sounds great.
Great, yeah. So this week, we're going to talk about what is arthritis. So there's a lot of different reasons people can develop arthritis, from an autoimmune condition, for example, even from things like gout, from an infectious bacteria. And I do have patients even with Lyme disease, so arthritis can be caused by a number of different issues. So today, we're going to talk about two main categories. One is autoimmune, and the other one is something called degenerative arthritis. So our autoimmune arthritis is what we see in patients with rheumatoid arthritis, and we can have labels called psoriatic arthritis and autoimmune conditions called lupus. And these conditions are systemic, so that means our entire body is affected. So in rheumatoid arthritis, what happens is our body mistakenly attacks our natural antibodies, and it leads to larger problems, something called cross-reactivity. And the antibody attacks our own tissues, and as a result, the joint itself will actually slowly be destroyed. So the joints that are affected are generally both sides of the body. So unlike other kinds of arthritis where maybe one joint is affected, in autoimmune types of arthritis, the joints are symmetrically affected. And this leads to chronic pain, stiffness, swelling, and limited range of motion. But it actually can start slowly in just a few small joints and then develop over time. Now, it's important to understand that these kinds of arthritic conditions can sometimes be associated with broader autoimmune issues. So it's important to assess if it's an autoimmune issue or not, because there could be more serious conditions associated with it. Now, more common is what's called the degenerative arthritis, what we typically think as osteoarthritis. And that's a degenerative joint disease, and it occurs in about 10% of people over the age of 60. And sometimes we think of it as an inevitable part of aging. You know, there's inflammation that occurs sometimes in our hands, but it often will occur after as a result of damage to our joints. So the wear and tear often we see in degenerative joint disease, this attacks what's called the hyaline cartilage. And over the years, the damage is destroyed and it's worn out. And it doesn't get worn out. Our cartilage doesn't regenerate. And as we age, it gets harder for us to keep up with that regeneration. So conventional doctors will often prescribe anti-inflammatories, non-steroid anti-inflammatories for arthritic pain. But often these NSAIDs can actually destroy some of the regenerative joint chondrocytes that help actually to help our joint to regenerate. So it actually exacerbates the issue. So over time, our joint will start to degenerate even more and more. So next week, I wanted to chat a little bit about some naturopathic and natural ways that we can treat arthritis to help prevent our joints from getting worse and as we get older.
So whether it's caused by autoimmune disease or degenerative, the fact is that arthritis can be treated naturally. And I look forward to hearing your solutions next week. But in the meantime, if someone has arthritis and they want to talk to you about it, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. You can have a complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl and deal with arthritis naturally. I look forward to learning more about arthritis next week and its treatment. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.